is my turn to talk. Thought I was, and then I had to do it over, so I don't know what's going on. It's Monday. Abe is crazy. Welcome. He's trying to stream on to YouTube and says I have to reload everything, and I was already late, but I said, you know what? Never mind. I'll with it when the show's over. Hey, Juju. Okay. So let's get started. Okay, Marcus Garvey once said, intelligence rules the world, ignorance carries the burden. Hey, Chill, welcome. And what Marcus Garvey meant by that basically, you know, always remove yourself as far from ignorance as possible and seek as far as possible to be intelligent. Okay, so. That's what he meant by that. He says, therefore, remove yourself as far from ignorance as possible and seek as far as possible to be intelligent. Now, y'all, I'm going to get just a little bit, I'm going to go someplace that some of y'all may not want me to go, but I'm going to go there because this is just something that's been so screwed up for the past couple of years in this country, and I am going to go there. So basically, what Marcus Garvey was telling everybody was you need to stay woke, and what woke means is, from the black term, always to be aware. Always to be aware of what is going on. Always be aware, you know, watch your back. That's what being woke is. It's not all this other corrupted stuff that you hear on all these other stations, all this other noise. That's basically what it meant. And when I was actually reading some of the lessons from Marcus Garvey over the weekend, and one of the favorite speeches that I have from him is when he says, never forget that intelligence rules the world and ignorance carries the burden. So we can either choose to be intelligent and try to strive to really see what is going on, really see what is going on around us, or we can, you know, close our ears, close our minds, close our eyes, whatever, and be ignorant, you know. And I think at some point in our lives, we're all, we've all been the ignorant ones. I mean, I know I have, you know, and I have no problem saying that. I have no problem saying that at all. At times, it's like, really? Until, you know, you really look and see. Your due diligence is important. And as you get older, you will understand how much due diligence means. You know, when you look at people, there are some people who we may think are intelligent because of their status, what they may do for a living, the words that they may use, just various things. Like they say, just because you're book smart doesn't mean that you're street smart. And you can be street smart and not be book smart. You know, having a college degree doesn't mean that you're, you know, the smartest person ever. Not having one does not mean that you're not the smartest person ever. But I think that we all have a duty, not necessarily to society, but to ourselves, where we should all strive to be as intelligent as possible. We should all strive to see what's going on. You know, because ignorance does carry the burden. You know, when you're ignorant of certain things, you do have a burden. You know, it's like, you know, you are walking around assuming certain things that are not true. You know, and I'm going to say this about people. You know, we can be ignorant of certain people. You know, just because your friend doesn't like that person, are you going to say, well, you don't like them either? Or are you going to be that person who says, well, you know what? Just because you don't like them, you don't get along with them. They may be cool with me. And I'm pretty sure we all have people like that, you know, in our lives. I mean, I have friends who, when I'm with this friend, I cannot bring this friend around that friend because they don't like each other. Okay, that's fine. Does that mean that I'm supposed to pick sides and not like you just because someone else doesn't? That's stupid. That's childish. It's immature. And that's my opinion. You know, and Shelby says, I'm friends with everyone, you know, that are friends with me. Okay. You know, but then again, everyone's not necessarily your friend. You know, again, do your due diligence. You know, and it may be something that you constantly have to do. I know I do. You know, hey, shy lady. You know, you have to do your due diligence in terms of what is going on. And I'm going to invoke the term again. You need to stay woke. You need to understand and be aware of what is going on around you. You know, you can't let other people fill your head with noise. I mean, you all come on my podcast and you all can agree with me. You can disagree with me. That is fine. You know, if I say something, you all go back and you look it up, whatever, and you want to call me out later, do it. Do your due diligence. You know, there are things that I see and hear constantly. And I'm going, I'm looking it up, I'm going here, I'm going there. Well, wait, is that right? Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's like, well, they left out this sentence. Or they didn't say the full thing. You know, so again, so when you're woke, you're being aware. It's not that other, all the other crap that's out there that's being said that is. It's basically, you know, being what Marcus Garvey says, remove yourself as far from ignorance and seek to be intelligent. Seek to understand and see what is going on. Because there's a lot of people who don't do that. You know, Marcus Garvey was also saying, you know, liberate the minds of men and ultimately you will liberate the bodies of men. I think that's true. You know, if we don't liberate our minds, I don't care what color you are, we don't liberate our minds, we'll never liberate bodies. Again, that's my own personal opinion. You can agree with me or you cannot, you know. But we do all need to make sure that we do our due diligence, and especially when you let people into your inner circle. Hey, Power Girl, welcome. When you let people into your inner circle, when you let people into your inner circle, you want to do your due diligence. You know, and we don't always do it. I know I don't. I learned my lesson from something that happened last year. Other people were telling me, oh, you may not want to do that. I'm like, well, maybe. Yeah. But they saw something that I didn't see. Had I done my due diligence, I would have seen it. And I wouldn't have gone down a path that I went. But it's all good. Everything's been corrected. But when you start letting people into your inner circle, be it your inner circle of friends, inner circle of family, your work life, because you do have an inner circle in when you're at work. You know, you may have that one person who's always wants to know, well, what are you doing? Because, you know, they may be in, you're up for a promotion and they want the same one. And they're always looking to see what you're doing. You got to do your due diligence. You got to keep people, you know, at that distance. And it may be a constant thing. It may be a constant thing that you're doing. And Shelby says, right, not everybody will like you or me. I mean, That's a fact. Everybody's not going to like everybody. Everybody's not going to like you. Okay, move on. We all have people that don't like us. We all have people that we don't like. Are you going to continue to always dwell on those people that you don't like? Those are the people that I just say, okay, all right, they don't like me. Okay, fine. I also find that some of those people don't like me. They always still coming after me. You know, they all still kind of sniffing behind me. And those are the ones that you just, yeah, whatever, you know. But everyone's not going to like everybody. Everybody's not going to like, you know, who your friends are, who you hang out with. Yes, Miss Crazy fans. They're the crazy fans, though. I mean, seriously, it's like everyone's not going to like you. But as long as you do your due diligence for yourself, you should be good. And I truly believe, yes, those fans. You know, and I truly believe that um, as long as you, no matter who you are, strive for your own intelligence, screw what other people think. But as long as you're aware, then the ignorant people, they don't matter, because they will always dwell in their ignorance. And we see it all the time. We see them on the news. We see them in the street. Again, we may work with them. Hell, some of them may be in our own family. Some of your kids may be the ignorant ones. Your mother and father may. But as long as we strive to be intelligent for us first, don't worry about the ignorant ones. So when you look back at it, at least my opinion, Marcus Garvey was woke before all this, before everybody was making a big deal out of it. Welcome, Debbie. Welcome, Crucible. And welcome, Bro. You know? And that's one thing that I've always, when I go back, there are certain books that you have on your shelf, and you go back and you pull them out, you read them back and forth, whatever. I'm a huge Marcus Garvey fan. And I think what he said was true. He was telling you to be woke. And again, woke means, coming from the black term, to be aware. Be aware of what is going on around you. Be intelligent. Leave the ignorant people behind. And sometimes, like I said, some of those ignorant people may be in your own family. Sometimes you gotta let them go. I mean, I'm pretty sure all of us have, because I know I do have people in our family that you just have to let go. You got that cousin or that uncle or that great aunt or whatever. Could be a brother or sister. Sometimes you just gotta let them. It could be your own mother and father. Sometimes you gotta let them go, because their ignorance is keeping you from moving forward, from being in intelligent. Sometimes they're your friends. As I said, co-workers. Sometimes you gotta let them go so you can move forward. Intelligence rules the world, and ignorance carries the burden. Intentional ignorance. Sometimes it is intentional. Sometimes people are just ignorant, because they just are. And I do believe that there are ignorant people. And I don't mean ignorant in terms of stupid. I'm talking about ignorant because they just don't know, or they think that they know, but they don't. Ms. Crazy says, I tell people all the time, and that's exactly what I mean. Stay alert. Know what's going on. You always have to. Say, Bro says, I definitely had to catch today's show because the title is reverse, let go and let God. Observe more and talk less. And Crazy, sometimes, that's what I say. Sometimes you just have to be quiet. Sometimes you just have to be quiet. You don't always have to say something. Sometimes you just got to just let, just like you said, observe. And Bro says, ignorance means not knowing. And there are a lot of people who don't know. There are a lot of people who think they know, but they don't know. I'm one of those people. I have no problem admitting. I am one of those people. At times, it's like, I have absolutely no idea what is going on. Keep your mouth shut. I don't know everything. No one does. people may think that they know everything, but they don't. And in my opinion, you show your intelligence when you're quiet. And you show your ignorance when you're talking, especially about something you don't know. Shelby says, or I don't want to know. I mean, you know, and there are some things that we don't want to know. You know, if you know, do you want to know that, you know, your child shot up a school? You know, or, I mean, there's some things that we don't want to know. We have that bill that comes in the mail for some people. They don't open it because they think that is going to go away. It isn't. Just the next bill that comes the next month is going to be double what the first one was. But we do have to do our due diligence. You know, and again, I mean, I come on this show and I say a lot of things. Y'all want to do your due diligence on me? Fine. But I have no problem saying I have faults. I am not perfect. You can disagree. You can, you know, agree with me. But I'll always tell you. Here's that word. Okay, crazy. I'm about to use that word. I will always tell you my truth. If you ask me a question and I give you an answer, you may not like my answer, but I'm telling you the truth. You don't like it? You don't like it. If I ask you a question, I don't like your answer, I don't like it. I'm not going to jump down your throat because, you know, you don't like it. Or I don't like it. But there is a distinct difference to me, as I'm sure it is to you, maybe not, a difference from how intelligence is dealt with and how ignorance is. And I think we've all been ignorant, like I said, at times. And again, I have no problem saying I know that I have. And at times I still am. And that's when, and I keep saying, you know, that's when you just don't say anything. Bro says, did you take a peek at my manuscript? I have a chapter that I call the reverse button effect. Oh, crazy says, that's right. That's all we can do. I mean, you know, and again, I go back to what Marcus Garvey was saying. And you know, he says, liberate the minds of men and ultimately you will liberate the bodies of men. And that's something that we're still working on in society, liberating the minds of men. And women, however you want to put it, people. Hey, Aaron, welcome. You know, because mental slavery can be a trip. But I'm just going to come out and use the B word. Mental slavery can be a bitch. And there are a lot of people in this world who their minds are chained up in a mental type of slavery because they don't want to see. They don't want to do their due diligence and really see what is going on. That's where the ignorance comes in, where your ignorance is going to carry that burden. Intelligence comes in all different forms. And this is my opinion. Like I said, you could be book smart, but not street smart. Street smart, but not book smart. you can, you know, have the worst speech patterns ever, but be one of the richest people. You can have one of the best speech patterns ever and be one of the poorest people. But only we know how truly intelligent we are. Because we're the only ones who really know our own mind. Now, there are some people that you can say, oh, well, they're this or they're this or they're not that bright or they're very bright, you know, whatever. You go, okay. Mm-hmm. But they're not. And there can be people who are like, oh, you know, they're just one of the dumbest people ever. You're like, mm-hmm. But they're not. So again, I just encourage everyone to stay woke. Bro says, shouldn't take this long. They're going to accuse you of being woke. Bro, they don't have to accuse me of being woke. I am saying that I am woke. I have been woke. My parents were woke. I was raised woke in the true sense of what woke is, the true sense of what woke means, which means to be aware. I was raised woke. And believe me, at this point in my life, the accusations come in and go out. I have no problem with that word because I know what it truly means. And I go back to Marcus Garvey because he was woke. Just from what he says. And again, this is my opinion. Intelligence rules the world. Ignorance carries the burden. Let's see. Charlene says, yes, ma'am. Most black folks were schooled to be woke. Yes, we were. When we got the talk, that was telling us to be woke. Bro says, does being woke mean intelligence or having an understanding? Woke means to be aware. Let's see. Charlene says, when my son's leaving their vehicles, we gave them the talk and we woke and be woke when you leave the house. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, honestly, my son, this past Saturday, he came home for spring break. You know, we're talking and he's telling us, you know, different things that's going on. And, you know, he's getting ready for graduation and what have you, you know, and talking about this job opportunity and this job opportunity that he has and working for this company and working for this and doing that and getting ready, you know, to start his master's and all this other stuff. And we just said one thing, just keep doing what you're doing, but be aware. And yes, we did use the word be woke. You know, I mean, when we, again, invite people into our world, whether they're going to be close to you or if they're going to be that person that's from afar, you cannot be ignorant of what that person may do. You cannot be ignorant of what that person may try to do. If you're at a job, like I said, you may have a coworker that's trying to sabotage something that you're working on because it makes them look better than you. They may get that promotion that they've been wanting. You've been putting in the work, they haven't. You got to do your due diligence. So, bro, I'm also going to say that being woke is doing your due diligence. You got to be aware of what's going on around you. Because ignorant people will bring you down each and every time. And sometimes, if that ignorance gets a hold of you, you may not be able to shake it off. Yes, bro, I am. My calling button's on. Yeah. You know, so, you know. Hey, bro.
How you doing, Solid Blue? I love this topic. I'm loving it. Because you know why? I was just talking to my sister yesterday. And I told her that a little kid was in a classroom. And she was barking like a dog. And the teacher said, stop barking. You're not a dog. She went to the principal's office and told the principal what the teacher said to her. And the teacher literally got fired. Are we really woke when stuff like that is allowed to happen?
But again, bro, being woke is being aware. That's just stupidity. So basically, I'm assuming that the child went and told the teacher that, you know, she said, stop barking like a dog, but she didn't fill in the rest of the blanks.
But wouldn't that have been up to the principal and the vice principal, superintendent, whoever she told?
But bro, you would think so. But how many times, you know, are we in situations where somebody says something, next thing you know, no one's asking questions. You're getting in trouble for it. You're being expelled because people don't do their due diligence.
All right, let me ask you this. Say, for instance, somebody in the chat said to you, how many, for real, genders are there? And we say 709. Like, are we giving due diligence?
Wait. Are you saying genders like male, female?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to answer too. Male and female.
Now, like the 509.
I'm sorry. You kind of lost me. How are there 509 genders?
No, I'm saying that's what they are saying. That's what they are saying, that it's 509, 712. Like, we shouldn't allow, woke people shouldn't allow that type of
But at the same time, is why should woke people not allow it? Isn't it more of a societal thing?
Didn't you say, though, that being woke require also not just knowing, but also due diligence? That means that the woke people have to take a stand. Woke people can't just let anything fall not only on our kids, but also the ears of our children and grandchildren.
No, you know what? You are right. But you know who I think, when it comes to that, who is woke? You got a lot of, yes, since you said this, I am going to have to go there. You got a lot of Black folks that are woke in terms of the whole gender thing. You have a lot of Black folks who don't vote for the whole, you know, trans and, you know, whatever. You know, so, you know, you can do whatever you want. I don't care. But if I go to a voting booth, I know how I'm going to vote. I know that there's male and there's female. I know what the Bible says.
And that's what they're,
you know,
fighting.
So, but at the same time though, I don't think that some things are just common sense. If a child goes to the principal and says, this teacher says that I was barking like a dog, you don't have to be woke or not woke, or, you know, whatever, to know that common sense tells you to go and do your due diligence, no matter who you are, to see if this really happens. Because common sense, I mean, and I'm talking about whatever, common sense would say that if, and I'm, we were talking about this last week, that if you had a Karen who called the cops on somebody, the first thing the cops are going to do is put you in handcuffs. You're lucky if you get out of those handcuffs standing up, whatever. But common sense would say, what is going on? You know, when I was in school, I got in trouble all the time because of my mouth. I was always questioning, talking back, whatever, because a teacher would say something. I'm like, nope, that's not fair, whatever, constantly. My mother was constantly at school from kindergarten until I got out of high school every single year. And I kid you not, my mother had to go up to school. But one thing that she always did was she listened to this side, to the teacher side. She listened to my side. And she knew if I was not telling the truth or whatever, and I got in trouble. But she also knew when I was telling the truth. And she knew, because she knew the type of person that I was. But she also knew, like, okay, you're not really, you okay, there's something that you leaving out here. So to me, an intelligent person does common sense. That's not being woke, bro. That's using your common
sense. Well, let me say this. According to what goes on a day-to-day in American society, there are a lot of people who not only do they not display common sense, but they're definitely not woke. Because Karen shouldn't have the power to just call the police and they come and put people in handcuffs without finding out what's going on here. Like, why are we being called?
But
like,
bro, that's been going on for ages and ages and ages. I mean, that's been going on since Miss Ann was, I mean, come on. That's been going on. That's nothing new.
No, I know that. But what I'm saying is, you would figure since they're using this term woke now, you would expect a lot of people to be displaying some wokeness. And that's not
happening.
Well,
you know, go ahead.
I believe that term is one of sarcasm. And we're not looking at it the way that we should be seeing it. That is a sarcastic term.
But sarcasm in terms of what? Sarcasm in terms of how it's now perceived, how it's been turned into something nasty and dirty. It's turned into something that is negative. Because when the term first came out, it meant to be aware. Uh-huh. To be aware exactly. of what is going on. Right. So it's been turned into sarcasm. I mean, there's a lot of, okay, put it like this. You have people who say word. And you know what I mean by a word. Like somebody mm-hmm. says something and you might say word, you know, whatever. Some people now, it's like they'll use that term, you know, they'll have no problem using certain terms, and the other terms they'll turn into something nasty and negative. It all depends upon how people choose to use certain terms. Now, granted, there are some terms that are just downright blatantly wrong and rude and nasty, but there are some terms that are, okay, so they're going to take this and you've turned it into this, you know, and they ran with it. I mean, because, bro, the bottom line is this. There are a lot of things in this world that people uh-huh. don't do their due diligence on. I mean, hell, you have the state of Florida who has removed from Rosa Parks her race in books now. Rosa Parks in school books cannot say that she was Black. Now,
see.
Do you need woke people to do that? Or is it just common sense that That's just wrong. So again, I say there are certain things that are just blatant, right?
But I'm not saying that not only do woke people do those things, woke people also need to be vigilant in their stance to go against those things.
Okay, but at the same time, then let's take a walk down memory lane. How many woke people were there fighting against civil rights, and they took a stand? And what happened? You got the police dogs. You got fire hoses. You got the bombings. You got the lynchings. You got the assassinations. So again, bro, when you say that, you got to look at the whole.
That's what I said. We're seeing that everybody is a woke. Do you know, if you ask anybody, Solid Blue, anybody walking down the street, if you ask them, do you believe you're woke? And then you explain to them your definition of woke or whatever. Of course, they say yes. But are they actually woke? That remains to be seen.
But again, it all depends upon who you're asking. If you ask a certain group of people if they're woke, they are going to say no. They are going to come back and say no, because no is this, all this, you know, CRT and whatever. It all depends upon who you ask and depending upon how they look at that definition. But again, it comes back to intelligence or ignorance. Some people are, it's the intentional ignorance. You know, and hold on for a minute, because I want to read what Shy Lady says. What about people wanting to be another race? I read about a woman who was presenting herself as Middle Eastern Muslim, and her mother called her out, and she said she was white, which forced her to resign from her position. The conversation online was, why can't she become someone who she wasn't born, if transgender people can be a gender they weren't at birth? I mean, and that's fair. You know, it's like transgender people are saying, you know, they're changing from male to female. Can't someone say that they're Muslim or Jewish or whatever? But I mean, playing both. So what do you do?
But wouldn't that make the definition of woke mean pretentious, because we all just get to pretend?
But again, you are falling prey to what the noise is saying. You're falling prey to what the noise is saying. Woke is being aware of your surroundings and always being aware and alert. That's the definition. If you choose to take the definition in a different way, then you're always going to say, well, what about this? And then what about this? You have a word that has been twisted and turned and maligned to be something negative to fit a narrative. And that's where, again, it comes back to either you're going to be intelligent or you're going to be ignorant. And you have to do your due diligence, because at the end, everybody's not going to be woke. But again, growing up, you know, I grew up being woke. I grew up having to be aware of what is going on. That's the true definition of woke. That's the definition that came from Black people that was co-opted and colonized by another group of people. It still comes down to intelligence versus ignorance. And ignorant people will carry the burden of not doing their due diligence and being intelligent.
And that's why I said I love this title. I said, when I saw your title, I had to come on to it. Do you know why? Because the opposite is true. I think the intelligence carry the burden, and the ignorance right now is reigning supreme in America. I think it's the other way around. I think the ignorance is ruling right now, because half of the stuff that we see on a day to day is completely ignorant.
It is. And that's why I say you do your due diligence. But people are not willing to to do that. I mean, you had something blatant that happened, you know, and people refused to see it. You know, Charlotte says a lot of people in the media have never heard the term woke until 2023. It's laughable. It's a new slang to them. We Black people knew about this word years ago. I think most white people just heard the term recently, woke. I wish a survey could be taken. I mean, you know, again, that's that, you know, Charlotte, that comes like Charlotte the whole thing with.
Absolutely right.
She is.
You know, I just explained the word woke to my fiance. I said that woke, the way they're using it, it don't apply to Black people. It applies to white people who are just beginning to see what Black people have been seeing all along.
No, it applies. Like, their definition applies to them, not our definition. Because if our definition applied, we wouldn't have all this crazy crap that is going on. We wouldn't have all these other terms and all these this other noise coming, you know, from people, you know. So again, I don't know.
I believe they're just waking up to the fact that we've been woke. I really believe they're just waking up to the fact that we've been. Do you know they just did a study in Mississippi, and they found out in the last 2 years of research that Black people were 5 times more likely to get arrested or go to jail, and Black people knew that all along. Like, why did you have to do research and spend a whole bunch of money doing it to find out what a certain segment of the population already knew? So, you know,
but once again, though, I mean, you know, again, that's where you have the ignorance versus the intelligence. And, you know, and then, you know, I did an interview last week for my pre-recorded show where she said we were talking about the state of the world and where it was going. And I asked her, I said, do you think that we can resolve all this stuff like within our lifetime? And she said, no. And I didn't think so either. But she made a point that a lot of people are making, that you have a lot of young people now who don't want to do the Martin Luther King, you know, turn the other cheek and what have you. You have a lot of young people now who are coming out saying, you know, y'all may have handled it in your way. But, you know, all this stuff is coming out now because people are bringing certain things out in the open. You know, our young people are out there who are now pretty much on the front lines. They're like, oh, hell no. You all may have done this when y'all were growing up, but we're not dealing with this. You know, I could not even think of ever getting up and walking out of my school and protesting when I was younger. But I know they did it back in civil rights when a whole bunch of kids got up and they walked out. And I know that you have more and more school age children that are doing it now. You know, these are things that our young people are doing their due diligence. They're doing their due diligence. They see what is going on. And because they're doing their due diligence and all this stuff is coming out into the open, more and more we're having laws that are trying to push everything back. Mississippi just passed a law that is allowing Jim Crow. They're calling it Jim Crow 2023. You know what Jim Crow did? Anybody who's aware of Jim Crow? Because I remember Jim Crow. You know, you had things Jim like, you know,
he was a black you're not supposed entertainer. To.
And that's where they. He was a white man in blackface.
Yes, he was a blackface entertainer. Yes, right. I mean, you wouldn't put blackface on a blackface. They already black. I'm just.
No, I'm going to come with some black. No, I understand. understand what you're saying, but again, it's like, you know, you have to, I come back to Marcus Garvey, you know, that intelligence rules the world and ignorance carries the burden. Remove yourself as far from ignorance as possible and seek as far as possible to be intelligent. And that goes for everybody. Seek to be intelligent. Hey, Dee, welcome. Seek to you know what is going on. Do your due diligence. I mean, that's the only thing that we can do now. You know, if somebody says something to you and you disagree or you're not sure, do your own due diligence. You know,
are you aware,
I'm not that Sally, person who... Go ahead.
Are you aware that between tomorrow and Thursday that Donald Trump could be jailed? Are you aware of that?
I'm not going to talk about that. I don't talk about people like that on my show.
Oh, no, no. The reason why I said it is because he called for a protest and a hostile takeover or take back of the nation. Now, if people
hold on. I just want to make this very clear. I do not bring up people like that. I don't like that on my show. If you want to, you know, when you start naming people and stuff like that, I don't want to hear stuff about Trump. I don't want to hear stuff about Biden. I don't want to hear stuff about Bush, Obama, none of that. Don't name people. There are shows that do that. My show is not one of them. So, but
make an example of how people aren't as woke as we believe the term woke.
I understand that, but at the same time, no one's ever going to be what we expect. I mean, everyone's not as nice as you would like them to be. Everyone's not as you know, as open maybe as you would like them to be. Everyone's not as, you know, everyone may not be as clean as you would like them to be, because I know, you know, when it comes to cleanliness and stuff, I'm constantly going, you know, whatever. So, I mean, everybody's not always going to be what you want them to be. You're always going to have disappointments. People are always going to disappoint you, no matter what. You will always have people who will disappoint you. And that's a fact of life.
You know what's scary? I think what's scary is we have put the burden of intelligence into the box of people's heads or the box around people's heads so much that we create the pretentiousness that the rest of the world show, because we say, oh, well, people shouldn't be as clean, might not be as clean as you expect them to be. But shouldn't being clean be an expectation for people? You know, it might not be up to my standards. So throw my standards out the window. But people have certain expectations that they should have for themselves. That's what causes intelligence. It's what you put on yourself as opposed to what others have to put on you. Intelligent people don't need to be validated by anybody else, because they already know what's going on. And I think when we say stuff like that, we take intelligence off the table and throw ignorance at them.
So would you say that most people in society are ignorant or intelligent?
I would say the majority are ignorant. Do you know the statistics show that the majority are ignorant? I'm just not saying that. The statistics show that 70% of the American population across the color line, do you know that they're only reading at a fourth to eighth grade level? 70% of American society. America used to be way up top when it came to like intelligence and things of that nature, but now we're almost at the bottom. But you know
what though? Well, I mean, yeah, I know America is almost at the bottom, but I will say this. They also did a study on how people think that, well, never mind. I'm not going to say that, but, again, I'm just going to come back to, we all have a responsibility to ourselves first into being intelligent. We all have a responsibility to ourselves to do our due diligence. And I'm not just, again, not just talking about on a societal standpoint. I'm just talking about just in your day-to-day life. You know, do your due diligence. Be aware of the people that you allow into your life. Be aware of, you know, when we all jump from, you know, when you're on Podbean, you're going from show to show, you know, be aware of where you're going, the shows that you're, that you're going on, you know, be aware, hello, Rifle, welcome, you know, be aware of, just the, you know, various things that we do and you know, people your children are hanging out with. You know, you have that kid that was, oh, he was so sweet, whatever, then all of a sudden it's like, well, why is he acting like this or why is she acting like this? And you look to see that their friends have a change. Be aware, be alert. You know, when you're, you know, at the market, you're in a, you know, you're in a parking lot, you're, you know, you're at work by yourself, you know, everyone else has gone home. Be aware of who else could be in that building. Use your intelligence. Know what is going on around you. You know, and I don't care if there's a cop, you know, sitting somewhere, I'm still looking at the cop side, sideways. Be aware. Don't assume. Don't assume anything. So, that's all. Bro, you have any last words?
Yes. What you just said was absolutely on point. Absolutely. And Solid Blue, we should never live inside of our heads. Let me just say this as the last word. We should never live inside of our heads, because your world could be a terrible place if your brain is broken and where you reside is inside your broken brain. And a lot of us suffer from broken brain syndrome. That's all I got to say.
Oh boy. You know, again, that was my show today. I was reading Marcus Garvey over the weekend. This is just one of my favorite quotes that he says. So, so that's it. But anyway, welcome, Jules. But as always, thank you guys for popping in. And let's see, I'm going to leave y'all with something. Doesn't really have to do with the title of the show, but just a little bit of Sam Smith here. Y'all know who Sam Smith is. So until tomorrow, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day and evening wherever you are in the world. Bro, thank you so much for popping up.
Thank you.
I'm still waiting on an email from you because there's something I wanted to talk to you about. So I'm still waiting for you to send me that email, solidbluesister@gmail.com. Yes, thank you. All right, I'm going to leave y'all with a little bit of Sam Smith. Stay with me. Thank you.
guess it's true, I'm not good, I don't understand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me. Why am I so emotional? No, it's not a good look and some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay.
Okay, everyone. Thank you so much for coming. I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.